Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the podcast, we have a short story from football history as we discuss an event caused by a spectator at a big CFL game in the past and its apparent aftermath, something you may be surprised and shocked at. It's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. In this episode, we're going to take, dare I say it, a trip up north into Canada. Now, I have this one titled Tripped Up at the Cup. Now, fans entering the arena of football and either delaying or affecting the outcome of play is nothing new. You know, generally, it's such a horrible spectacle of a drunk spectator doing something stupid that is at the end of once authorities escort the individual out of the stadium. Maybe it's somebody trying to get some publicity just to get on television. We see that the NFL lately, and I believe some of the other sports are following suit too, if somebody runs out on a field, they don't show them anymore. They pan to the announcers or another end of the stadium, so those people don't get the publicity that they're seeking. But I came across a situation, though, recently on newspapers.com of one of these interesting, interfering violators having some remorse and, in his own way, making amends. Well, maybe. According to a November 25th, 1972 Ottawa Citizen newspaper article of the CFL's title game, the 1957 Grey Cup, it was a one-sided affair played in Toronto as the Hamilton Tiger Cats were manhandling the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Now, the score was 32-7 in the second half, and it seemed like the Tiger Cats could not be stopped, at least not by the Bombers players. But there was one person that could. It suddenly got worse for Winnipeg when the Tiger Cats defensive back Ray Bowell picked off an errant pass and started racing down the sideline for an apparent pick six. One fan standing near the sideline could not take much more of what was going on. The spectator stepped towards the field, stuck out his foot, and tripped Ball, robbing him of the opportunity to score. He was denoted as the Tripper, and was later found to be local attorney David Humphrey, who was said to have had a few extra spirits other than the team spirits of the Blue Bombers. Now, Bowell, of course, was a bit miffed, as fans could see a bit of a black shoe polish on his ankle from Humphrey's trip. Now, that final score of that game was 32-7 Tiger Cats as they took home the Grey Cup back to Hamilton. And it's been reported in the newspaper, that same Ottawa Citizen article, that Bowell first got up thinking it was one of the Winnipeg players, but then he said he looked and saw a guy in a fur coat that was just chuckling, laughing, and instead of, you know, socking him in the nose or anything else that would get Bowell in trouble, he said the guy was so drunk it wasn't even worth his time, and probably better that he didn't do that to put some negativity into a great day for the Hamilton Tiger Cats and Bowell with his great interception. Now, the aftermath of this is that a few months later, according to the Citizen article, the counselor must have felt a little bit of guilt about the incident. So as the story goes, he sent a $150 gold watch to Ball with the inscription of, quote, "From the Tripper, Grey Cup 1957, end quote. Sounds like a nice, you know, story that wrapped up. A guy showed remorse and you know, wanted to, was part of a community and wanted to make amends to stealing that pick six in the big game of the CFL. Well, Bibble's Ball later swore he never received the watch, as was claimed in the newspaper article. In 1972, Ball told the press that he would gladly forgive the lawyer if he would send them a gold watch, though. Not sure if that ever happened or not, but sort of an interesting story. And, if the counselor didn't have remorse, hopefully he did. There's other reports that he and his son took him out to dinner and, had a good photograph moment and everything, but I could not find anything more on that. Maybe somebody out there does have some more information on this. You could send us to us on thepigskindispatch@gmail.com. We will make sure we update this story. But just kind of an interesting little story from our friends up north, and wanted to share that with you today. So hopefully you're checking out some of the things we've been doing. Like we said, we're not podcasting every day like we were for two straight years, at least on Pigskin Dispatch. We still have Jersey Dispatch going, but we are trying to add some more variety into it. We're adding some more videos, some of the YouTube shorts that we have coming out, the one-minute videos telling of football history. We're trying to do these short stories like we did today, trying to get more authors on and more content of good quality to build up our reputation of being that portal of positive football history. And hopefully you're enjoying it, and I think the feedback so far has been very good, and we thank you for listening, reading, and following us everywhere. But don't forget, we have our Twitter account at Pigskin Dispatch, Facebook, it's Pigskin Dispatch channel, and pigskindispatch.com. And we already called you the email out, but pigskindispatch@gmail.com to get in contact with us. And don't forget about our newsletter. It's either up at the top of pigskindispatch.com. You can click on join our newsletter. Or in the notes of this very podcast, there's a link that you can get on there. We have it come out every day at 6:30 a.m., bringing you what's going on pigskindispatch.com, jerseydispatch.com, orvillemulligan.com, and most of what's going on in the sportshistorynetwork.com. And we plan on adding even more to that newsletter each and every day to bring you some great sports history from around the globe. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans, this is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history, through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.